on the railroad or something. He had worked down there, just about, I think he was 19 or 20 at the time. And he was up here at Little Rock for something, and he had to walk back to where he was going, and he was walking the railroad track. He got down in that swampy land, I don't know where it was, and the bullfrog started moo, and that scared him. He said he run all the rest of the way. He didn't know what in the world was after him.
Because he never heard from him.
No.
Of course he didn't know what one was.
I don't know why he come down here. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, of course then.
They were married in Marlton.
They were married in Marlton.
And then they lived there. My oldest sister was born there.
Uh-huh, and your oldest sister was born there. Right.
And then they moved to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this park had this fence all around it. And right outside the fence on 10th Street, they call it the Ark. It was a big, long house with the doors this way, you know, the apartments at that time. I don't know what they called them. But then they moved in one of them houses, in one of them apartments. And that's where my brother-in-law lives next door. His wife, she's passed away. But that's where she was born. And then they moved into the park. Let's see, that's when he got the job. And I guess they lived there till the other people got out, or who was there, or fixed it up or something. Then they moved into the park. There were four of us that was born there.
Four of you were born
in the park. We always told Tilly that Mama didn't make it. She just got to the gate that you was born. She's right outside the park.
Well, now, your mother, was she a housewife?
She never did work.
Now, I guess her parents were from Germany, y'all.
I guess. We didn't know either one of our grandparents because they were all overseas.
Mm-hmm. You never did meet any of them?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. And cousins. Mm-hmm. Well, she had two brothers, but then they're gone, too. Mm-hmm. They were here.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, where was your husband from? Where is he from?
He was born in Colorado. He's 85.
Now, when you were living over there in the park, right around there, was that pretty much, that was...
Pretty well settled. A lot of those houses are still standing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a lot of them. Uh-huh. It was pretty well settled.
And that was probably pretty much, was that the... probably at that time, one of the nicest residential.
Well, there's nice houses. They mm-hmm. still have them, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Big houses.
Big houses. Mm-hmm. Well, what, at that time, and that was downtown Little Rock was about where it is now? Was it those houses?
Well,
the
main town, mm-hmm. just right. It didn't go out very many mm-hmm. streets either side. Listen, I made a mistake on that Colorado. Can you change it?
Oh, sure.
Moro, New Mexico. M-O-R-O, Moro, New Mexico. Because
okay.
we had to find his birth certificate for his age.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he found out he was 13 years older than he was.
Oh, you don't
Yeah.
Really?
When he went put in for his Social Security.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have nothing. His mother and daddy had passed away, and he was just, well, I guess right after that he went to the service. I don't know. But, we got a hold of his half-brother,
mm-hmm.
and he looked all over in the churches and couldn't find a record, and then he started going out into the counties,
mm-hmm.
and he found us where he was baptized, as in Moro, New Mexico.
Hmm.
So he really didn't know his age.
Isn't it?
I said, I made him get old awful fast.